of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, Satan, the spirit now working in the sons of disobedience, you all of us, Paul included, we formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as everybody else. We are all dead. Dead to what? Dead to God. Dead to spiritual reality. Dead to the truth. Man's basic problem is not a lack of self-esteem. It's not that he's out of harmony with his environment. It's not that he's sort of out of sync with his Creator. It's not that he needs to make a few adjustments to sort of get God on his wavelength. Man's problem is he's absolutely dead, and he is incapable of relating to God at all. God's person, God's truth, or God's commands. Sin kills. The wages of sin is what? Death. Now, this is reiterated in many places in the Bible, that we are not only ignorant, that we are not only blind, that we are not only weak and impotent, we are just plain ignorant. Dead. One of the would-be disciples in Matthew 8 was approached by Jesus, who asked him to follow him, and he said in Matthew 8:21, "Lord, permit me first to go bury my father." You know what Jesus said? "Follow me, and let the dead bury the dead." Let the spiritually dead bury the physically dead. So there, Jesus calls those outside His kingdom dead. Paul in 1 Timothy 5:6 says, "The one who gives herself to wanton pleasure is dead, even while she lives." The one who is dead has no capacity whatsoever to respond to God. He is a servant of Satan, driven by the lust of his flesh. The things that come out of his heart are evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, slanders, as Matthew chapter 15 indicates and other places in Scripture. Now, I'm not saying that sinners can't do some human good. They can be philanthropic. They